Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Jamie wrote into the show. This one came off of Facebook.
Okay.
You can always slide into the DMs, or you can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Somebody did ask me the other day, how do I do that? Mm-hmm. That part right there.
Yep, there you go. Jamie wants to know, am I the jerk for not buying anyone presents?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk? ! I need honest opinions from everyone, and I will get it here. This is what they wrote to us.
Jamie ain't wrong.
You're right, Jamie. You will get it. Honest opinions. This is what Jamie said. Allie and DZ, I've been tackling my debt for 6 months now, making extra payments by picking up extra shifts at work.
Good.
I'm a few months away from living a debt-free life, but there's always something going on that causes me to not put get done with my debt. Am I the jerk if I don't buy gifts for teacher appreciation, birthday gifts for adults, and don't forget you always have some holiday like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, and Christmas. This is the way it was written. I'm just reading it word for word. I feel like it's never ending buying for others when I'm trying so hard to do what I need to do to better my life and not expecting anything from anyone. Am I the jerk if I don't buy presents for anyone?
Oof.
This is so hard because I get why Jamie's saying, like, I'm trying to pay off my debt, and every time I turn around, I got to buy somebody something.
Right. I get so close, and then it's a birthday. And then I get close again, and then it's an anniversary. Mm-hmm. And then another. And then my niece. And then my nephew. And then.
See, I would normally say you're not the jerk because mm-hmm. you're dead, and you can't afford it, is what
right.
you're telling
you
us.
Can't.
You're in debt, which means you don't have money to spend on other people until you get rid of the debt.
You can't afford that, and also what you're trying to do, which mm-hmm. is pay off that debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard pill to swallow, but you got to make that commitment.
You know why I'm actually saying that Jamie's the jerk? Jamie's not the jerk.
Wait, what?
Even though I agree, there's no way out if you're constantly buying gifts. Uh-huh. Jamie is the jerk because there are ways to get creative.
Okay. You're not wrong.
You are the jerk, Jamie. You ever heard of a handwritten card? You ever heard of make something in your garage?
Just something
little. A coupon
little.
Book where you're going to do something?
Baking them something?
That's the only reason I say jerk. I am hardcore pay off your debt, screw everybody else.
Hell
I
yeah.
am on your side
mm-hmm.
until I think of, but.
But.
There's a way to show appreciation.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and sometimes even just showing up is showing appreciation. Because I'll tell you what, man, me and Aaron didn't do this or did exactly this for a while. It, in college and honestly for a little bit out of college, too. We did not buy anybody a single gift. Not the nieces, not the nephews, not cousins, not nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, we would try to buy each other a little something because we valued that and thought that was important. But
you just felt like you were throwing away money otherwise.
Man, and we...
And you were.
And we honestly looked at everybody, all the youngins, and said, listen, we ain't got you now.
But we'll see you in a few years.
We'll see you in a few years when you need pizza money in college or when you need bail money in college.
So you say not the jerk. Bail money, absolutely. You say not the jerk because you've been through this.
I'm saying not the jerk because she understands the mode that she's in and she really is committed to it. She feels some type of way within herself, which means she's a caring person, right? Not doing something sucks. But you can bake, you can show love, a little card. It is. That's why you got me torn, because I'm like, damn, son.
Think about this. I get it. You know, birthday comes around, and it's like, oh, or Mother's Day. I'm like, make a cake. It costs like $4.
Do they have the $4? Honestly, some people's $4 got to go towards that.
Fair enough.
Don't it?
Okay, you know what? 414-533-1037. I feel like this is a hard one.
This is tough, isn't
it? It's been pretty obvious the past couple days. This is not obvious. Mm-hmm. I don't know because, like you said, I agree with you. You have debt. You don't got to buy anybody anything. But then I go, you can't think of anything for free with a piece of paper to do. I don't know.
And like I said, sometimes showing up on those important days or telling them, texting them, talking to them, but you got to have that understanding with people. Because if they're expecting a gift, you're a little jerky if they're expecting something. But if they know you're not coming with nothing, no, not the jerk. You in mode right now. And I appreciate it, Jamie.
All right, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in, Allie's living in La La Land. Creativity costs money, and a cake will definitely run you more than just the box cost. Best way to get rid of debt is throw whatever you can at it. Definitely not a jerk.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, I can make a cake for $5 or less. It's called eggs and a cake.
Egg, a little flour, some sugar, you'll be all right.
Oil that's been in my cabinet for a month. All right, let's go to the phones this morning. Tina is in Milwaukee. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
So Jamie wants to know if they're the jerk for not buying anyone presents anymore because they're trying to tackle debt, and every time they turn around, it's a holiday or a birthday.
Something special. What do you think? Talk to us.
She's definitely not the jerk.
Okay, reasons?
Well, I have two little ones, and there's parties all the time.
The worst. Little kid birthday parties will break you, let me tell you. I feel you already on this.
There's times when, you know, my sister-in-law can't afford to buy my kids a present, or just family members in general, and I never care that they don't have a present. I just want them to be there. That's what the kids will remember. Mm-hmm. And if they have a problem with that being able to get a present, then that's a problem.
That's a problem within itself. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's like a separate issue, though. Am I the jerk for being mad I got to go to all these birthday parties back to back to back to back to back and get these kids presents that don't know I got them for them and don't care? That's a whole other topic.
Tina thought she was answering. No, she became the subject of a new one.
You triggered me with that one.
But I do understand what Tina's saying. She's going, the experience is more important than the gift you're about to bring or receive.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Tina.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
She says, not the jerk. Allie is in Milwaukee. Allie, good morning.
Yeah, Allie, you're
good
right.
Good morning.
Oh, her name's Allie.
Another Allie.
Morning, Allie.
Hi. What do you think?
Good morning.
Is Jamie the jerk for refusing to buy anyone presents anymore?
I think she is the jerk only because there are so many ways, like you said before, there are so many ways that you could do this on a cheap budget. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think I have a different perspective, or maybe I'm different, but I can relate to this. Like, I'm a public school teacher. I get it.
Oh,
I know
creative.
Money is tight.
Money is tight.
Mm-hmm. I get it,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes you got to fold some cardstock and write on it and show somebody you love with a handwritten sunshine.
Ding, 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 ding.
Honestly. And, like, with Teacher Appreciation Week just ending, like, I didn't care if I got a gift or not from my students, but like just a card,
something that
acknowledges, like, I appreciate what you're doing. Like, I appreciate, you know, the time we have together and you being in my life, that type of stuff. Just like something to show that you acknowledge it and care.
I appreciate you.
That's the thing. You can write a just as nice of a note to anyone in your life on their birthday and say, you know what? Like, I don't tell you this often, but I really appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to pay off debt, so I didn't buy you anything, haha. But let me tell you all the things I love about you. Haven't you ever been in a relationship
exactly
and they
it.
Make a list of the things they love about you?
Yeah.
So why can't we do that on people's birthdays?
Because we live in a capitalistic society, and you know people like things. They want to go do stuff. They want to be showered.
Experiences.
Man, experiences. And we're out here like, bro, you know all of this costs monies, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. You can go to the dollar store and get two cards for a dollar. Mm. It's two different people.
That part. Yeah, can we go back to the handwritten card? That's it. I'm back.
I'm about the handwritten notes, man. And having kids is amazing because you just fold a piece of paper and let them draw nothing on it.
Exactly.
And then go look at the card they made you.
Aww. And everybody goes, oh my God, they made that for me.
Sammy wrote my name.
It just shows that you thought about them, right?
Exactly.
It just shows that, like, I'm thinking about you. I didn't ignore you. And, you know, like, this is your day. I'm still thinking about you. I just can't go above and beyond right now financially.
Fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Our honesty is the best policy. Thank you, Allie. She says
jerk.
Jerk.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Peace.
Bethany's in Racine. She's going to be our tiebreaker today. Good morning, Bethany.
Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
Big shoes today, dog.
Lots of texts. People are saying, not the jerk. How many times do people toss gifts to the side and never even use them?
True.
Thoughtful gestures can go just as far without breaking the bank. What do you think, Bethany? We're split down the middle.
I am going to go with not the jerk.
Bad.
For a couple of different reasons, but the main one was, who really even made this requirement that we had to get gifts for people on their birthday?
That
like,
is true.
There are so many ways we can celebrate people and appreciate people that doesn't put money out of our pocket.
When do we have a delegation meeting and say everybody has to have gifts, bro? I don't remember that on my calendar.
Seriously, when did it become... Well, it's true. We got so over the top. And we do this at kids' birthday parties where they have 12 gifts. And you're like, what the hell did that kid need 12? They don't even know.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Y'all know it's a measuring contest, too, a lot of times. Because it's like, I know such and such is going to bring this toy. So we got to go by that. And people end up just trying to overdo each other and compete and one up.
And then at Christmas, you're telling grandma and grandpa, don't even put the toys in the car. Keep them at your house. We have too many, right? Some people have that issue. And I'm like, and it's just stuff.
It's just stuff. What happened to us being the present? Just right. Our presence was the present.
Or I appreciate you or the handwritten note. We don't do any of that.
How about a hug? Can that be a good gift?
You know what the thing is, though? It has nothing to do with us.
We make everything about us.
Oh, duh. Okay, so basically, Bethany, you say not the jerk for not buying people presents while you're trying to pay off debt received.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely not the jerk.
I'm with you.
Love it.
All right, Jamie, or not Jamie, is who wrote in. Thank you, Bethany.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Even though I said jerk, I don't think they're a jerk if they don't buy anyone presents at all. I think debt rules everything, and I think if your friends are going to be mad, they're not your friends.
When you're committed, you're committed, and if your family's mad, that's even worse, mm-hmm. man. The people around you got to understand what you're doing, and mm-hmm. if you're not open about it, then you got to get open about it.
But so many people are embarrassed about money or ashamed of it that they will never say, I'm broke, and I'm trying to save money. Most people will just go more into debt. That's the problem here, is most people have too much pride to say, I don't have the money.
Boy.
And it would actually be helpful for our everything, our insides, to be like, I'm broke.
Let's say it together. I'm broke.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.